That's 48 North's Green Crush, and my feelings were crushed when I opened it.
Boo!
This is By the Ounce. Hello, friends. I'm David.
And I'm Jenny.
And this is By the Ounce Podcast. Thanks for joining us. This week we've got a few things to cover. We talked to Will Montour, one of the founders of Redican, about what makes Redis so special. Also, Instagram suspended our account twice within 48 hours. We'll tell you how we reacted. And we tried Legend Dark Chocolate and 48 North's Green Crush. Jenny, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty gosh darn great. Well, what are you looking forward to trying this week?
Oh, what am I looking forward to trying this week? Well, you were very kind to me. It was my birthday on the weekend, and you bought me a new Wana flavor, which I have already tried. But that was delicious, and I love Wana gummies, so that was a great gift. We have so many things coming up. I think that we've got those THC quick strips. That's what they're called, right?
Something like that.
Something like
that. From a company called Being.
That's interesting to me, as it's a really different approach. It's not, I don't like the greasy oils, and I don't always want, you know, a sweet, because sometimes that makes me more hungry. So I'm excited about that. And I might actually be interested in trying some of the flour you've picked up.
Oh boy, premium flour just sitting in the jars right now, and I'm having a really hard time waiting to open it. From Black Market, we have Peanut Butter Mac. And from the Flour Corporation, we have BC Black Cherry.
Which is in a gorgeous blue jar. I'm so excited to photograph it even.
And we have Verse Drops too. That's something that we're planning on cooking with. There'll be a video that drops on that one.
Drops on drops.
I had the chance to speak with Will Montour, one of the founders of Redican. Redican is one of those cannabis brands that has had its ups and downs, that's for sure. But more recently, they have had many more ups. Their pre-rolls, called Redis, you've probably seen them, look quite a bit like thin cigarettes. And they have been one of the best-selling products, and certainly the best-selling pre-rolls in quite a few different provinces.
Because it is kind of interesting, and it's people wonder how and why we're the only ones on the market with them.
Totally.
That I don't have an absolute answer for. I do know that one of the reasons why we've had a decent leg up on the rest of the industry as far as the format goes is one thing about our ownership group is that the side that I'm from, my family, is we have a very long and a lot of experience, I'll just say, in the tobacco manufacturing industry.
Okay.
That's kind of my background and where we're from.
Mm-hmm.
You take that and you marry it with the other side of the ownership group, which is the Redicop family, and they're just agricultural farmers by nature. So you marry our manufacturing background and our kind of packaging background with their agricultural background and their green thumbs. And I guess what you're kind of left with is a product like the Redis, something very innovative and kind of nothing like you've ever seen before. There are some things obviously in the process that are proprietary that we aren't really at liberty to discuss.
Okay.
But I will say basically what we're doing is we have a retrofitted cigarette roller. That's no secret. That is the only way you're going to get that signature straight roll joint with the filter applied.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've done, and that's kind of been the golden what people have really been chasing and trying to do is figure out exactly how to do what we're doing. And I can attribute our success to, again, all the resources that we've kind of collected over the last 30, 40 years in the tobacco industry, the amazing people that we've had working on the project from the R&D stage all the way up until production, which is happening as we speak. That's kind of the how it got there. I remember when I transitioned from tobacco to cannabis, I was a little bit naive. And the first thing that I thought was, okay, we're just going to, you know, throw some cannabis in this machine and we're going to get joints. Right? Like I thought, okay, easy money, let's go. And then obviously, like I said, that was extremely naive of me. I learned the hard way that that's not how it works. So that's when we went to the drawing board, and that R&D that I just kind of mentioned, that's when that all started. And it took us 2 years to even get it off the ground. But once we got it off the ground in 2019, I think we were a little ambitious and a little bit excited. The fact that we even successfully had rolled, you know, our first 100,000 joints. I'll even take blame for this, kind of rushed it to market a little bit. So the initial launch of Reddy's kind of went under the radar, and it was a little underwhelming. It didn't get the praise and the accolades that I thought it was going to. And it's surprising and not surprising. It's not surprising because the quality wasn't there, right? It's not surprising it wasn't received well. But it's a little bit surprising because at the end of the day, it still is like nothing anyone's ever seen before, right?
Yeah.
So to this day, the fact that it hasn't really been kind of like mind-blowing news, I think that's because of the failure of the first launch that we had, which you can just blame on being, a little bit too greedy or a little bit too ambitious, I'll say. We've had a second run at it, and what we've done now is we've completely perfected the weight of the joint, the draw of the joint. What you're getting every time is consistency. A smooth burn, a nice clean burn, and that's really what we were aiming for in the beginning. And I think the second time around, we've hit that perfectly. You're starting to see that with the crazy amount of sales that we're having now with Reddy's, right? They're just going through the roof. So I think that we've really gotten it right this second time. And we're just very proud of the product, man. I'm loving the fact that people are receiving it properly. It's kind of getting some of the recognition it deserves.
I miss those little boxes that they used to be packaged in. Now they're in those bags.
Yeah, the boxes were great. The bags just proved, as far as automation goes, that's just the whole process has been automated except for that last step, which was us manually putting it into those boxes.
Yeah.
So although I did like the boxes, the bag kind of does just as good of a job, and it helps us make them cheaper and faster to get them into the consumer's hands cheaper and faster. So it was kind of a necessary change that needed to be made, but I do know what you mean. I did love those boxes, can't lie.
They were awesome.
Very, very similar to our 1 gram packaging, right? Like that's just the honest truth. We had to make the switch, but yeah. I loved it, and it sucks that we had to change. I don't know if you're familiar with the 1 gram packaging, speaking of.
I don't think that I've ever picked one of those up out here.
Yeah, well, they're not even on the can anymore. So they, at the beginning, we had a very one-of-its-kind 1 gram packaging. It was almost looked like an old film container.
Okay, yeah.
It was an appropriate size packaging, which is kind of hard to find in the Canadian cannabis industry.
It's true.
Right? And that's at our fault, too. I'm not saying we're any different, but one of the main complaints was always, oh, look at all this packaging for the 1 gram of weed I'm getting. And we had that right. We had it down to this perfect size, but it wasn't efficient and we couldn't automate it. So in that same spirit, we had to make the switch.
How many have you guys rolled to date?
Oh, we've rolled millions of them, and we've sold millions of actual joints. There are a lot of great pre-rolls out there aside from ours. I'm always trying out other companies' pre-rolls, and there's a lot of great ones out there. I think a lot of LPs, they've kind of committed to that cone format, and they may have, and that's not to say they won't also take on the straight roll, which we have kind of pioneered, but I think some of them may have headed in so far in that cone direction that that's kind of what they're left with now.
Any hint on what strains we might see in the future with
Reddy's? Yeah, of course. So we We like to keep, when we first came out, we had about 9 strains at any given time, which was way too much, right? Way too hard to maintain, to keep an inventory of, to have a decent supply of anything. I don't think for us it was realistic to have 9 strains. Mm-hmm. So we've brought it down to about 5. You're actually the only one I've told, but we're discontinuing Godbud. So that will be gone, I guess, with the last batch is coming off soon. You won't see Godbud anymore, but we are introducing 2 new very exciting strains. Very, very promising genetics, and they're growing out right now. They're just flowering as we speak. Fingers crossed, this might be some of the best stuff we've ever grown. But the crowd favorites, the Wappas, the Cold Creek Kush, and the Outlaw, those aren't going anywhere. Those are kind of staples that we're really proud of, and those genetics are still running strong. So those are not going anywhere in our lineup. But that bottom, those bottom 2 positions are always will always be swapped out. Mm-hmm. And it was just time for Godbud and Shishkaberry to go. They'd kind of ran their course, and we had a good run with them, but all good things come to an end, and you got to make room for some new guys to get in there, right?
Well, when you guys are ready to announce those 2 new strains, I'd definitely love to hear about it.
The only reason why I'm just hesitant to go blabbing about it now is because I've learned the hard way not to talk about anything until it's literally on the shipping floor ready to go. But once it's about to be shipped out, once I see the truck leaving our property, I'll give you a call and tell you what's on.
That's 48 North's Green Crush, and my feelings were crushed when I opened it.
Boo!
I'm excited to see this. I've never tried anything by 48 North, so this is a first. It's sitting at about 23.4% THC. This is a sativa, and people online seem to like it. Those reviews that I've seen are quite positive. It has apparently a lemony smell and a peppery taste, so we will be putting that to the test. Really interesting thing about this package is that it looks green. It doesn't come in one of those, big plastic jars that people are constantly complaining about. Let's open this up. It's already got the smell creeping out of there. All right. Yeah, it has a nice, light, bright smell. Oh boy, you can see that. I can already see that it's frosty. There's a little bit of shake in there. I mean, it's not the prettiest stuff in the world. I mean, it's mid-range for price, sitting at about $35 or so. I honestly would expect it to look a little better, but looks aren't everything. Part of the problem with these bags is that it doesn't actually protect what's inside, so you end up with buds that are just flat. It's like I sat on it for a little while. Let's see how close to an eighth this actually gets. Oh, look at that. It's a touch over. That's a bonus. This here was packaged on September 14th, 2020. So it's a few months old, but it certainly doesn't look it. Oh, that is a nice lemony kind of smell. It's got some candy notes to it. It's just a beautiful scent. I'm really excited to give this a try and see what effect it has.
3, 2, 33, 1, 0. Main event of the evening. Wednesday and 1:30 the hour.
Today we're taking a look at Legends Dark Chocolates. There's 10 milligrams of THC per package. I'm not always a huge chocolate fan, but a good dark chocolate can be a nice treat, so we'll see if this one fits the bill. I really like the fact that everything's organic and fair trade in the ingredients, so that's pretty neat. Not something they really advertise, which surprises me. Usually that's a selling point. Oh, I always have such a hard time with these packages. They do have a really nice, dark, rich color. They smell like a good classic dark chocolate. It's definitely dark chocolate. You won't be disappointed if you're a dark chocolate fan. We do still get a hint of that cannabis flavor that you often find with edibles, but it doesn't take away from that chocolate. Yeah, it's really dark. It's really rich. It does have that bitterness from the chocolate, which is slightly different than that cannabis, but they don't compete. They actually almost work together. So it's really smooth. Really enjoyable. I'm actually really enjoying this. If you're looking for something for Valentine's Day to share with a special someone, this might be a perfect treat. They split into these four little pieces really easily, and 10 milligrams can be a lot sometimes.
Well, this past Friday, we had a bit of a rude awakening here at The Ounce when we woke up and checked to see if we had any Instagram messages from all you awesome folks. We found that our account had been suspended. We received no warning. We received no reason why. It prompted us for a phone number, and once we entered it, it said that it would get back to us once it could confirm that we were who we were, with the possibility of having our account reinstated if they found that it was a mistake. Thank goodness it was reinstated, and a lot of people who follow us who have gone through the same thing were quite surprised by the fact that we even got our account back. Lo and behold, it wasn't a long time that we had our account back, only a few hours, and then Instagram suspended our account a second time. So we went through the whole rigmarole again, and this time around, we changed our approach. Now, we've been on Instagram since legalization, a couple of years now, 2.5 years or so, and it's been amazing developing a following. We've had about 1,700 people, so it's not a huge account by any means, but we've certainly made a lot of friends and a lot of connections on there. We've documented our history here at The Ounce with the different strains of cannabis that we've tried, and we've always tried to do it in a way that's been respectful and in a way that has honored the community guidelines. And we do our best to be classy about it.
I mean, we weren't the only ones. There are many people in our circle and sphere of influence that also were banned or suspended. We've had people who've had to remake accounts and start from scratch. So, I mean, we're lucky that we didn't have to, but it certainly seems that there is something interesting going on. And I don't know whether, you know, potential this has to do with the fact that Instagram is based in the US, where cannabis isn't legal federally. However, you'd think that they would be smart enough to know that, you know, this is a Canadian account talking about Canadian weed where it is legal, you know, and our account is marked as 19 plus. You know, we've done the best we can to sort of age gate as appropriate. And again, it's not like we're posting bud and boobies, because you certainly see that, but, you know, who knows why they're doing what they're doing. It's just not a fun situation. It's disheartening, because it is a great way to connect with others in the community and to exchange thoughts and ideas and you know, see some cool photos and share experiences. But hopefully this will all settle down and settle out, and we can keep on keeping on and let the good times roll.
There's not a lot of places where you can connect with other people in the cannabis community. I mean, legislation in Canada basically outlaws gathering together. You can't have an event where cannabis is central. You can't go to a lounge where you can sit back and enjoy it. So being able to go on social media where there is a forum for communication, Instagram, you know, hats off. They have created a fantastic platform that really, truly does bring people together. And that's why it's so disheartening, as you say, that we aren't able to act freely on that forum. And let's be real here. Instagram is a business and they can do what they want. There's no doubt about that. The challenge is that it doesn't feel like cannabis policy is being enforced equitably. It's just patchwork, and people who are generally trying to do it right are the ones that are getting banned.
Yeah, it's hard to say, especially because Instagram really isn't giving us any information. I mean, that would honestly be the best. You don't get fired from a job if you don't know what you've done wrong. I don't feel like it's, you know, to use a four-letter F word, fair, that they can just ban you without giving you, you know, reason.
That's definitely a big challenge, is that they gave no reason why our account was suspended, and they certainly didn't give us any warning. What we've done in the meantime to try and safeguard against this, because when it comes down to it, the connections and friends that we've made on Instagram are the most important thing to us. We've taken down and archived almost all of our pictures of Bud, and we've left up our news content and our newsletters, but it was a bit heart-wrenching to take down pictures that really did paint a picture of our time and our experience and our history here at The Ounce. So that was a bit sad for us, because we have posted quite a few beautiful shots of some of the amazing legal products that are available. And I know that people do use the OZ Instagram account as a resource to pick what they want to try and see what they want to avoid. Now, something else that we've done is we did create a while back a backup account, and that account is only now posting about things that we like that are green. We like to talk about green things. We posted a green post. We posted a green chameleon. We posted green plants, and now we're always on the lookout for green things that we can rate or have our followers rate. One of the things that I think is going to happen, with all eyes turned to the US right now and the strong potential for federal legalization, I wonder what that's going to mean for Instagram and its policies, because right now they seem to be rooted in that whole US stigmatization of the plant. And if that happens to change, it feels like certain social media corporations, i.e., Facebook and Instagram, might end up getting on that whole cannabis train. Toot toot.
One can only hope, but as a general rule, I feel that social media has stayed pretty conservative. I think that they will still continue to push against a lot of cannabis, and you don't even see a lot of alcohol, truthfully. The only ones that I see have been the odd posts that Ryan Reynolds had made about his aviation gin. The Rock makes about his tequila. But, I mean, maybe they can get away with that because of their star power and they have an insane amount of followers. Maybe it's the little guys that can't do that as much. That, and it's not the primary purpose of their Instagram account. So maybe that's another way they get around it. Who knows?
You know, it's funny. I don't see Seth Rogen posting about houseplant very often. He gets on there and he shows off these beautiful ashtrays that he makes. I love looking at the pottery that he's creating. That, and he's been trolling U.S. politicians.
Seth Rogen is the unsung Canadian hero for sure.
Absolutely. I found that Twitter is pretty cannabis friendly. I haven't had any issues with Twitter. YouTube so far has been pretty good too. Though we do have an account on the WeedTube. So if you're looking for our videos both on YouTube and the WeedTube. If anyone has any suggestions of other social media that is particularly friendly to cannabis, we're all ears. Send us an email at hello@okanaganz.com. or you can find us on social media.
For now.
Today. So far.
Possibly for the next 24 hours anyway. Jenny, thanks for joining me again.
As always, it's been a pleasure.
I do enjoy talking to you about all things cannabis and beyond. Now, if you want to follow Jenny on Instagram, she's at Flowering Focus. And my Instagram is at Wiley Writer.
That way you can always find us, even if the ounce gets banned.
Hopefully it won't.